Corner presents a song from Delantis. Delantis is an indie pop band from Jakarta, Indonesia, formed in 2019. Its members consist of Giri on the bass and vocals, Raffi on the guitar and vocals, and Ojan on the guitar. The name Delantis began to be known since releasing a song titled Lampu Merah or Traffic Light. In 2024, they released a full album titled Pancarona. The first single from this album is titled Bunga Maaf or Flower of Sorry, which was also released in the same year. This song is Delantis' first work to involve another musician in its production process, namely Randy Pandugo, who also plays a role as co-writer and producer. The song Bunga Maaf tells the story of someone who hopes for a second chance, while that chance has been lost for a long time. Through this song, Delantis wants to describe a story of deep regret and empty hopes due to a relationship that was destroyed by ego in the past. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Delantis, Bunga Maaf. Happy listening.
Muka itu ada di sana yang ku tinggalkan saat kita masih bersama. Kini waktu terasa berbeda tanpa
kan ku temani si bumi hanya untuk
akan bisa.
Indonesia.
Listener, reducing carbon emission and reaching net zero emission in 2050 is one way to save the earth from climate change impact. And using electric vehicle is one thing that people can do to help reducing carbon emission. Well, globally in 2019, there were about 7.2 million units of electric vehicles and about 350 million in China, US and European countries. But how exactly big is the impact of using electric vehicle to reduce carbon emission? Let's discuss this with Niamat Faisal on Voi Talk. Well, to talk about it through Zoom, we have Bapak Agus Jamil, the chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center. Pak Agus, how are you today?
Hi, thank you, Faisal. Thank you for having me this morning.
Okay, thank you for your time to join this interview, Pak Agus.
Okay.
Pak Agus, before we talk more about the impact of climate change by using electric vehicle, I want to ask you firstly, Pak Agus, actually, do you also use electric vehicle, Pak Agus?
Not yet. We still have a traditional car. Okay, conventional one, yeah. Not yet. Yeah, but okay.
Okay, maybe you have any plan maybe to use electric vehicle?
Okay, yes, maybe. But the because at the moment the price is quite significant, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What the government effort to have a subsidy thinks that the it will help people to have the kind of car. If we want to change from our conventional petrol fuel car into the electric car, that we need to think about it. Yeah.
Okay. So, Pak Agus, actually, how big is the impact of using electric vehicle in reducing carbon emissions?
Okay. If we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city there will be a big impact. It's quite significant impact in the city that where people are driving EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city.
Yes.
But to look at the if we look at the broader in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources that is for the car itself, which is we don't see it in a big city like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. But at the moment in Asia still have a 64% of the power generation is coal fire. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at the on the supply side of the battery, batteries, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries. Then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world. Which is for example, in Indonesia, our car, if it's using the batteries, then the batteries need a lot of metals, and the metals need a lot of mining, and the mining is imported somewhere. Is so in that point is we have to do the clean exploration and clean exploitation as well. In the city will be definitely clean, yeah, because you replace that. But on the other side, maybe we have to think about it also. Okay.
So you think, Pak Agus, city gets much more impact than the people in the village?
Yes, that's why we talk about the climate justice. Yes, climate justice is not fair. It's only the cities that benefit the impact of the clean air. Yeah. For example, now Jakarta, we already have around 32,000 electric cars out of 3.7 million cars that go around Jakarta. And that will increase, yeah. And then the bus, we have about 300 buses, electric bus that go around Jakarta. That's good, yeah. The Jakarta will be greener, clean, yeah, with the light there. But we have to be fair. Also, to think about that. This is the it's the homework that we need to do. Okay.
Okay. So, what kind of policy that the government need, yeah, to be able to develop electric vehicle ecosystem, Pak Agus?
Yes, that the policy that affecting across the board. Yeah. So it's not just the. As I mentioned, it's the clean in the one part of the country, and then polluting in the other part of the country. It is that will be unfair. So the government, when they need to do it properly. I think it's like the research. We have many research centers. We have a green. They should have calculated that one. Yeah, and how much that of the change from this. Conventional cars to the traditional to the EV, yeah? It is cleaner in the city, but then we have also to consider the need to be green on the other side of the city, of the country too. Yeah.
Okay, Pak Agus, if we talk about, I can say the population maybe in the city of Jakarta or Bandung, Surabaya, and also many more, we know that they have also different population, Pak Agus, yes. So, do you think that this kind of policy that must also be considered by the government?
Yeah. Maybe we try to make it like Jakarta also first, which is have a big impact because we have more than 3 million cars in Jakarta. Well, the objective is to get the clean air, the climate, the less emission, So. I was thinking, like, if we spend more on the EV for the public transportation, for the electric bus. This is Jakarta now. At the moment, we have around 300 electric bus or the commuter line, like or LRT, things like that. Yeah, which one go, you can carry a lot of people. Reduce traffic and reduce the emission. That will be need to consider more to have a public transportation based on the clean fuel like electric or gas.
So you mean it is also much better, Pak Agus? The people are expected to use public transportation. Do you think so?
Yes. I'm very keen to use the public transportation. Yeah. Now it's better than before. Yeah. Years ago. Now we have many options in Jakarta. Yeah. Like MRT, very nice. Yeah. It's competitive to other country. Yeah. I can say.
Voice of Indonesia.
All our listeners, we continue our interview with Pak Agus related to this, reducing the impact of climate change by using electric vehicle. So, Pak Agus, actually, when is the right time to implement this policy so we can achieve the target of net zero emission by 2050, Pak Agus?
Yeah, 2050, 2060, that's our target, we have a net zero emission or carbon neutral, yeah. But for Indonesia, we have to be careful, I say. Of course, we want to have a nice, to reach that one. But to calculate the, as I mentioned, the climate justice, because this change, the big change, is it if you want to convert all to electric vehicle very quick, yeah, mm-hmm. that will impacting climate. I mean the emission on the other part of the island, mm-hmm. and then so the economic impact, because you replace the car they already built with more than 50% local content, which is affecting the supply chains of more hundreds of local companies with maybe 100,000 or million of employment that need to be considered also. And also like that one, the supply of electricity at the moment, we have electricity supply 60% by coal fire power generation, which is this is important to think also, yeah. So you need to think not just on the demand side, yeah, of the electricity, but also on the supply side. And then the supply side on the what you call the batteries, for example.
Battery station?
Yeah, battery for the car. Yeah, battery for the car. You don't need the petrol, but you need the battery.
Yes.
The battery is I myself was in the energy industry, so now is mining, in the mining, yeah. In the mine, you need to mine a lot of metals, metals, and that needs a lot of energy, At the moment, for example, to change from the ore to metal, then to manufacture it, you need to smelter, and the smelter needs a lot of energy. At the moment, to burn that one, there's also need a lot of burning coal, for example. Yeah, so green here, but it's not green there. That is need to be considered. Yeah. So if we want to accelerate to get the net zero emission, yeah, you have to think that factors also. Mm. You put it into the factors. It's not only clean, nice here. But are you going to sacrifice on the other part of the island I mean, we are people, yeah. But the climate center is the secret society, yeah. Because we don't have any policy to influence the government policy. But the government policy should look at the across the board. That's what I think.
Okay. Pak Agus, we know that in China, I can say, the battery of electric vehicle has also become a problem. This is also I can say like poisonous, yes, the garbage of battery. I mean, so what should the government do, yeah, to have such this policy, Pak Agus, so that this can not also happen in Indonesia, Pak Agus?
True, that's sort of another thing. See, I was talking on the supply side. This is at the end of the battery. You still have to think that how to recycle this battery. It's not as easy as destroying plastic, for example. Yeah, plastic waste. The destroying a metal waste, electronic waste, is not that easy. So it needs science and technology to do this. Yeah, are we ready for that one? Yeah, we can have a lot of, but the electric cars. But electric cars battery is only 5 years. You need to replace with a new one, and then that will be pile up. You mentioned China. I also read about Australia. Australia has to think a lot how to do this about waste, yeah. It's become a pollution. Yeah, yeah. We have to think that one too. Okay, agree.
Okay. Pak Agus, in Indonesia, the users of electric vehicle, yeah, are not also much more when we see when we compare to. The conventional car. So because of this, we think that the government should give such policy so that the electric vehicle can be sold as cheaper as possible, Agus.
Yeah, that's right. I did. Of course, if it's cheaper, it's nice for the public. Yeah. But as I think, you need to calculate. I don't know. I don't have the figures yet. you need to calculate the cost benefit analysis on that one, and how much the subsidy. Because if you have a subsidy and then you've got the acceleration, well, if you the local manufacturing industry is not ready, yeah, and then it will be a big import thing, yeah, of the electric vehicle. This is different to like at the moment we have I think a well-established supply chain for the automotive, normal automotive, which is, that one is need to be converted to electric vehicle. But, I don't know the exact solution, but I think the government needs to think that one too. Okay.
Okay. The last, Pak Agus, maybe do you have any messages to the people regarding reducing climate change by using electric vehicle, Pak Agus?
Yeah, this is for everybody, including myself, to be advised on using a conventional vehicle. Mm-hmm. We have to be very cautious in what I call save the energy. Yeah, so we have to be efficient in using the energy. We don't spend more energy for something. I mean, if you want to drive now, we have a Google Map that help you to cut the cheapest, I mean the shortest, the least the petrol thing. That's important, and that's a small thing. If it's possible, you drive with people, then you go there. Then if you can have a e-car, a vehicle, that's good. But at the moment, I notice, yeah, the electric vehicle is in Jakarta, was what I say. It's not the first car, it's the second or third car for the people, yeah. So it's not replacing the car, but it's still adding to the air. So, you need to think about that one too. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Pak Agus, for your time, and also hopefully that our effort in reducing carbon emission bring great result. Thank you, Pak Agus. Okay. Well, listener, keeping the earth clean from carbon emission is only a small part that people can do to help reducing climate change impact. And there are a million other things that we can also do to reduce the carbon emissions. But the question is here. Do you want to take part of it? Yes, you have to. I am Ahmad Faisal. Join me again next week on Voice Talk.
Voice of Indonesia.
Di sunyi malam, lamunan memanjang setelah letih kehidupan. Ku coba pejamkan mata, tetap ku terjaga melewati hampa. Berketingkan kepalaku, berputar seperti sesuatu. Mencoba mengerti masa lalu. Overthinking, apa aku tak let go. Pikiran ku spin, cepat like turbo. Mama tanya kenapa aku ke slow-mo. Sorry if I'm in my lane, aku tidak FOMO. Tak mengerti nampak pikiran ku upset. Tenggelam di kamar ku sambil play no set. Ku lawan imaji dalam bait ini. Terbawa arus, orang macam tsunami. Berhentilah berbicara. Berhenti memikirkan semua. Come on. about it, come in, don't hit on my line. Tell them mereka tak suka, itu big crime. Kalau mereka obsessed, itu bad sign. Lihat aku di TV, aku on the screen. Kalau call dari rumah sing, kapan kemari. Personality, better than reality. And if you hate me or love me, I don't give a fuck, I I'm gonna be me, 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 I'm gonna
bulan atau 2 bulan kemudian kalau tidak salah itu langsung pandemi, langsung drop sekali.
Aduh, ngangkat barang pun tidak ada. Mana barang nak diangkat, tidak ada.
That's the real condition that the court at the Anticon State Cross Border passed during the pandemic. The COVID-19 pandemic that has hit the whole world, including Indonesia, has destroyed foundations of the local economy. According to Victorious Dunan, administrator of the Anticon State Cross Border Pass, the COVID-19 pandemic has made the activities at the PLBN, including homestead and market facilities, which had just been handed over from the Ministry of Public Works, immediately dropped. At that time, we temporarily handed over from the Ministry of Public Works. Just 1 or 2 months before the pandemic dropped immediately. Even though we have done everything to accommodate those who have the ability, have skills in service businesses, especially trade. So there were 178 at that time who have started their businesses, but because of the pandemic, it is over. The pandemic has also affected the movement of people through the crossing that connects Indonesia and Malaysia. If before the pandemic, the number could reach hundreds of thousands of people, then now, how many people passed during the peak of the pandemic? 2019, around 300,000. 2020, during the pandemic, it was far down to around 60,000. And 2021, when the peak, it was fall again to about 27,000. The decrease in the number of people crossing the gates of the State Cross Border Pass, or PLBN Anticon, was certainly very impactful for those who seek sustenance from the trade sector of the transportation, or the transportation of goods of the people who pass through the Cross Border Pass, including Lia, a food stall owner, and Suryani, a porter in the post area.
Sebelumnya,
before it was a bit lacking, it was quiet, but now, thanks God, it's pretty good. It used to be one day, sometimes we made no income, sometimes tens of thousands. But now, since the border gate has been opened a bit, thanks God, we made some money. We work sometimes at home, sometimes we work hard, sometimes we work in the garden. We didn't even have anything to pick up here. Yes, we didn't have things to pick up. Now, thanks God, there are a few. Since April the 1st, 2022, the border gate has been open. However, according to Victor, those who want to pass must meet several requirements. National border crossing activities have been open since April the 1st. The two bilateral countries, Indonesia and Malaysia, have normally opened the borders. However, with the requirements at that time, PCR, antigen, and so on. And they had to download MySejahtera in Malaysia. For Indonesia, they had to download Peduli Lindungi. Along with the normal opening of the crossing gates, the number of people entering and leaving the territory of Indonesia began to show an increasing trend. Victor predicted the number could exceed 100,000 people.
Ini trennya meningkat terus, Pak.
This trend continues to increase, sir. Until the month of June alone, there are more than 30,000. And this trend will continue to increase, maybe until the end of the year. Yes, the predictions will be back to around 100 to 150,000 for 2022. With a fairly large number of porters, while the volume of goods to be transported is still limited, according to Suryani, a female porter who is more than half a century old, she only gets 2 to 3 times delivering goods with her cart. That depended on people giving us goods, sometimes twice, sometimes 3 times, is not too many, because there were many porters here. For us, the porter, sometimes there are those who give us 5 ringgit, sometimes those who sincerely give us 10 ringgit. Even in rupiah, there are 10,000, 20,000, and 30,000, so we are not good at asking, depending on the person giving. The Antikong State Cross-Border Post has started to get busy again. This certainly give hope to the traders and porters at the border, including Leah and Yali.
Harapan saya sih untuk semua
My hope
daerah
is for all border areas. The hope is the same as before this COVID happens. We hope that the economy should be developed again. The business is starting again. We are at the border respect from Malaysia. Our income is from there. So we live in around the cross border respect the income from there. If the flow of people stop, so we are here, will not have income. Income is from within.
Kalau kedepannya insya Allah lah, mungkin gulingan waktu.
In the future, God willing, maybe it will be our turn from time to time. Our people who come from Malaysia, or people who enter Malaysia, Malaysians who come to our place, they open us for help from us. We are openly happy. If it is our sustenance, it will stop, even though it is a little. But we are still grateful.
Hikmahnya karena kuat semua.
Balinese dance which uses sounds from the mouth without Balinese traditional music. It makes Kecak dance different from other dances in general. Kecak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Kecak in order.
It's global or in global warning for us. Everything will burn, everything will drown if you don't look
Today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from Central Java entitled Sa Kentang Sa Kentung. The song was composed by Rizky Abdullah. The song Sa Kentang Sa Kentung is one of the winners of the 2023 Nusantara Regional Song Creation Competition. According to Rizky, the song was inspired by his childhood. The lyrics tell the story of a child playing on Sunday, playing in the rice fields and rides a buffalo. The song also has a message that we can live in harmony and peace together. Well, listener, here is the song Sa Kentang Sa Kentung by Rizky Abdullah. Enjoy.
Dina minggu aku metu dolan karo kanca lunganing sawahan, numpak kebo karone pangan, kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan, urip kue ora mung dewekan, tepos liro kudu go cekelan, mending meneng ora sah cangkeman, daripada bubar ke kancanan. Hey, sak kentang sak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung mani jalan tantarian. Sak kentang sak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung mani jalan tantarian. Dina minggu aku metu dolan karo kanca lunganing sawahan, numpak kebo karo main pangan, kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan, urip kue ora mung dewekan, tepos liro kudu enggo cekelan, mending meneng ora sah cangkeman, daripada bubar ke kancanan. Hey, tak kentang tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung mani jalak santarian. Tak kentang tak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung mani jalak santarian. Bocah wadon sing ayu dewek laka-laka sing paling molek, kudu kuat wong lanang melek, nek orang ngesuk mangan tembelek. Tung sak kentang sak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak santarean. Tung sak kentang sak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak santarean. Tung sak kentang sak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak santarean. Tung sak kentang sak kentukan di lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak santarean. Sak kentang sak kentung kati lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak santarean. Tung sak kentang sak kentung kati lambung bercangkung bebek kantikung manu jalak santarean.
Yang lama ku memendam rasa ini terlalu dalam, berat hatiku menahan deraku sejenak. Sedikit waktu berarti, beri aku kesempatan bicara tentang itu. Thank you.
Reuters Newsline. Police Chief Gen Listio Sigit Prabowo hopes that the Police Nutrition Service Unit will be able to support the goal of the Free Nutritious Meal Program, launched by President Prabowo Subianto, he said in a statement in Jakarta on Monday. Listio said the unit would be further developed as needed. His party is working with the National Police's Special Competency Officer, who have expertise in nutrition, accountant, livestock and fisheries expert to follow up on the program. President Prabowo Subianto arrived at Juanda Airport Sidoarjo, East Java on Monday at 12:40 p.m. to inaugurate Freeport Indonesia's precious metal refinery in Gresik and Glora Delta Sidoarjo Stadium. From Sidoarjo, the President then proceeded to Gresik Regency by Caracal Air Force helicopter. In Gresik, President Prabowo is expected to inspect the smelter area in Freeport Indonesia and inaugurate the world's largest integrated precious metal refinery production. That was Newsline.
Ya Rafi Ashan, Ya Rafi Ashan, Iwa Daroji. Ya Rasulullah, Salamun Alaik. Ya Rafi Ashan, Ya Rafi Ashan, Ya Rafi Ashani wa daroji. Engkau cahaya di dalam hidup, di dalam hidup, di dalam hidup, di dalam hidup, ya Habibi. Sejukkan hati.
sejukkan hati, sejukkan hati, ya Habibie.